Welcome to the audio guide for Stepping into Co-Design. This guide is being recorded on unceded Gadigal land. We would like to acknowledge the lands on which we work and the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who have cared for country and for each other for countless generations. We pay our respects to their elders, past, present and emerging, whose wisdom we hope will guide us in this work. We would also like to recognise the lived and living experience of people who, over time, have helped shape this guide and its content. The Stepping into Co-Design series offers you information, guidance, and activities to help you make your best contribution to the co-design process. It is accompanied by a written guide containing visuals and activities that you might also find useful. So what is this thing, co-design? Co-design is a process that brings together diverse perspectives to explore, design, and test ideas to create better outcomes. It might be a bit different to the collaborative work that you've done in the past. We'll ask you to be yourself, be curious, challenge business as usual, and try out things in the real world. You've probably heard the term co-design used in a number of ways. At the Australian Centre for Social Innovation, which is where I work, we think it's all about sharing power, intent, and respect through a design process. We think this definition from Slay and Stevens in 2013 gets to the heart of it. They say that co-design is a relationship where professionals and citizens share power to plan and deliver support together, recognising that both partners have vital contributions to make in order to improve quality of life for people and communities. We might also break that term co-design down into two parts. The co might be about developing solutions through the collaboration and leadership of the people that those solutions are intended to benefit. This means working with new principles and working together in new ways, sharing power and decision-making, and bringing new voices to the process. The design part is based on the idea that effective solutions are developed through a staged process that continually tests assumptions and uncertainties. This design process asks us to work with new mindsets and with different levels of certainty throughout the process. We'll dive deeper into those mindsets in the next chapter. In the meantime, welcome to Co-Design.